coronavirus in the neighborhood. We smiled through face masks, said hello with our brows, held open doors to remind each other we were still here. Miss Chin the grocer was gone, back to her hometown. Old Lee the barber was gone, along with his radio. Joe the locksmith only left a phone number. Ming absconded with her cherished regrets, and the Zhang family, who made flatbread, never returned. Gone for the new year, the sign on their door read. Those of us still here nodded knowingly, sidestepped couriers zipping down our alleys on our way to Tong's noodle shop. The sky is nice, we grunted. The air clean. We were surrounded by kindness that barely seemed real. Our throats itched for coal and tar. Whatever else we craved, of insurrection or speaking truth to bureaucracy, whatever small bonuses we desired for ourselves or ailments we nursed, of anger or temperatures, we did it indoors. We pulled our curtains and waited until the kettle screeched, then said exactly what we had always wanted. Coronavirus in the streets. The viruses had first and last names, until there were too many to count. We grafted masks onto their faces, and by that point, what did names matter? We locked them in boxes, sealed those boxes within larger boxes built in 10 days. But still, they leaked out into the streets, confused, bumping randomly into people who could not see. Watch for them, we whispered. But to us, they all looked the same. We practiced saying plague, a fun word, and some of us wished for it, because why not? Alas, it was hard to overcome our hardwiring, animal instincts to survive, even if we knew we were doomed. We stalked the side alleys with deja vu, feeling we'd done this before, back in another lifetime, spying on neighbors, reporting family, mantis arms and wheels of history, misery enforced as baseline. In a way, we are all the same disease. To survive humans, you have to give up humanity. So says the tyrant within. Our lungs cracked like sheet ice. Breath whistled through our veins like steam. We searched for sickness, but there was only sharpness, like guilt. Coronavirus in the bedroom. The virus watched, nose pressed against the window, but the lovers didn't notice. They rolled like bonobos, shaking the bed. We heard through our walls, which means they could hear us too, shaking in the ways animals can, forgetting, forgiving our limbs, our organs, all the ways our rococo parts can thrash, can work toward climax, can spoil, omphalos of all the worlds where we exist, our vigor omnidirectional. On the other side, our other neighbor pounded on the wall. Damn him, we thought. Could he not take it up with the virus out there? Of course, we knew we were being unfair. The virus was here to stay. We could sense it even now. Lonely virus, shivering in the cold, eyes alit upon the ecstasy unfolding. Time and everything stopped, its breath fogging up our window, trying to leave a reminder, its mouth curled in an O, shouting, ooh la la, and bravo. coronavirus in the Imperial Garden. The virus is an enemy that fights without rules, but it lacks resolve. It lacks country. We speak this way inside the Imperial Garden, in the Office of Epidemic Prevention and Control, to remind the people who is in control, of who has not abandoned them, who can lift fog, move mountains and rivers. What would you sacrifice for your home, which is your country? We will discipline failures on a pillar of shame. We will stay upbeat. We spared a thought for the city besieged in the province of 1,000 lakes. We heard a man leapt off Simen Gate Bridge, but truth is what we say. The poet says, truth is what's proclaimed before judgment, but what does it matter? The good doctor died despite believing. We do not believe. We know how the system works, how numbers are reported, what newscasters mean when they stipulate faith in the ultimate arbiter. Do you understand is a rhetorical question. Would you choose people over people, country over self, party over family? We tore down mahjong parlors, demanded whereabouts, asked others to set an example, maintain distance, sleep in separate beds. Be patriotic. At home, our real homes, we huddled closer than before. We feared if, when, we came out of this, they would see clearer than ever. Coronavirus in the air. Masks. Wearing them, we were more aware of the other. Our eyes locked more often, for longer, searching for provocation, gauging interest down to conjunctiva. We experimented with sounds, soughing and snuffling, and remembered the lessons our cats and dogs had taught. Ears back, head tilted. We were polite to those we did not care for, widening our expressions, softening our brows to say we understand the feeling. But occasionally, next to a body we leaned toward, we grimaced with yearning, with agony and despair that we could not rip off these masks and laugh at our poor nerves aflutter. Our gazes settled on cloud shadow and withy, old tiles upon rooftops and dragon wings rippling the pale blue. We saw the ways we merge with the world, with the air, taking into our lungs the trees, the purslain in pavement, the rewards for being who we are. Magic, we said to ourselves, forgetting what we were afraid of. Coronavirus in the heart. We stopped saying hello. We infected with caprice, infected ones we love with doubt, those we dislike with conviction, with memories of the gone, which is an exacting affliction, afflicted as we are with the same disease, with misunderstanding, avoidable if we weren't simply ourselves, with truth blasted out like a sneeze we'd meant to keep in. We sighed in bed, patted the outline of body next to us, soothed by the warm hiss of the shower. The virus was gone, and in those early days, we filled its vacuum with energy and humor. Then, with our sense of what is righteous, trying to infect others. In our purgatory, we had learned what was meant by human condition, and now we wondered what was worth celebrating. A triumph for humanity, the news trumpeted, while we questioned if we deserved it. We leaned away from bodies, stopped holding doors. We dragged our feet on office carpets, poured coffee without smelling. We looked mockingly on those still masked, forgetting the ways we are infectious. We walked the streets like sorrowful ghosts. With two fingers, we rubbed our chest, wondering what was missing.